Tonight, the Atlanta Photography Group is opening its gallery to anyone with work to hang, or pin up, to be more precise. It's their 30th annual Pushpin Show, and producer Mike Johns visited executive director Beth Lilly in the gallery to talk about this come-one-come-all tradition.
It's funny, we're here to talk about a gallery show, but we're in the gallery now, and the gallery is empty. And can I have you explain sort of what the thinking is behind the Pushpin Show?
Yeah, the Pushpin is an opportunity for anybody and everybody to bring in their work and put it up on the walls. You know, everybody gets a chance to be a real artist in a real gallery. So the gallery obviously starts out empty so that people can arrive with their prints in hand and then just pin them to the wall, Pushpin.
So, I mean, one extraordinary thing about this show, apart from, you know, attracting, you know, just anybody who can come in through the door, is that this is the 30th annual. So this show has been going on for 30 years now. Can you talk about how this show dovetails with the history of the Atlanta Photography Group?
Yeah. Well, you know, I believe it's one of the first events that the group ever had. Let me give you a little background. Back in 1987, if you were a fine art photographer, it was really hard to get your work out there and shown. Most commercial galleries weren't showing photography, and the art institutions also were still a little slow, dragging their feet and recognizing photography as an art. So some people who were kind of frustrated with this got together and formed APG. It's kind of like, you know, the heck with you, we'll start our own gallery and show our own work. And it was just kind of a nice way to launch the whole thing, was opening it up to everybody, because that's kind of been the heart and soul of APG, is giving an opportunity to everybody to show in a gallery, to work on your craft and get it out there.
Can you talk about like the opportunity this provides, like a show like this that kind of democratizes the entire gallery show experience? Can you talk about the opportunity this provides for burgeoning or new artists to show work?
Yeah, well, number one, you're gonna get some feedback. I try and work real hard to get a lot of, I guess you would say, movers and shakers in the Atlanta art scene to come down and check it out. And I do know there are lots of people who come cruising, you know, kind of, we'll call them art sharks, you know, swimming through the crowds, checking it out.
Can you speak to the kind of work that you've seen it bring in to the gallery?
Oh, it runs the full gamut, you know. We have a lot of really accomplished, well-known artists in our group who are in, you know, collections like the High Museum or the Ogden Museum. And, you know, you'll find small, affordable works from them. You'll also find photographs of somebody's two-year-old baby and sunsets at the beach, you know, and everything in between. We try to encourage people who do prints to have them priced so they'd be very affordable. And I think one of the big attractions is everybody checking out what everybody else has been doing, and then, you know, doing some trading and buying and selling. So there's, you know, that aspect too.
There's a little bit of gamesmanship to the Pushpin Show as well. There's an opportunity for people to vote on their favorite.
Yeah, that's a new one. So everybody who comes in, they get 5 stars. And you can go around the room and put a star on your top 5 favorites, which is kind of the game I always play when I go into any exhibition. All right, you know, what are my faves? And then the person who gets the most will have a piece in our next exhibition. It's kind of like going on to the next level, you know.
When the Atlanta Photography Group first started, you know, the attitudes in the art world were quite different, as you mentioned. Y'all were fighting for acceptance into the world of fine art. Now that the landscape has has sort of changed, and acceptance of photography is
undeniable.
Yeah. What can you talk about the function of the Atlanta Photography Group and your mission, you know, as you go forward?
Yeah, well, our mission has always been to really, in a real way, support and promote Atlanta photographers and people who love fine art photography. Let's talk about the 30th anniversary.
Yeah.
It's just amazing that we have been here for 30 years, and we were trying to figure out how to honor that history with this event, and we came up with the Wall of Fame.
Okay.
And so I've been looking up, you know, some of the original members, people involved in the first, you know, couple years, and asking them to be in Pushpen. So we're going to have a special wall set aside for them. So we have, I think, about 6 to 8 artists who've committed. He'll be bringing in some of them vintage works, like Jim Alexander, for instance. He's a really well-known civil rights photographer, documentary photographer. He's in all kinds of collections. He brought down this insanely amazing photograph of James Brown from a concert, I think he said in 1972. And it's this beautiful silver gelatin print, which will be for sale. And so there'll be lots of, you know, items like that on the wall.
Yeah, and you feel this show, the Pushpen show, is a, like a good introduction for people who are just getting acquainted with you?
Yeah, absolutely. And for people who want to get acquainted with the whole gallery scene. And it's, you know, it's funny. It's kind of like old school Instagram. You know, it has that kind of, you know, just stick it up and, you know, and see how many likes you get in this case. And, you know, this is where you can fail miserably and nobody's going to judge you for it. And instead you'll go, oh, you know, there'll be people who say, oh, you can do this better. And, you know, here's how to do it and so on and so forth. So one of the things I find amusing is people have developed strategies, you know, because everybody wants to get the prime spot. So they will line up outside the door, and when they do open at 6:30, you know, it's like a stampede. Hilarious.
Yeah, because wall space is basically first come, first serve, right?
Exactly. And I've heard stories of, you know, years where there was literally, you know, people were up on ladders putting photographs up on the wall. And I'm like, to me, that just sounds so fun.
What do you think is the prime real estate here? I'm just looking around the room. There's a lot of white space on the walls.
Yeah, you know, I think it's where your eye lands when you first open the door or walk into the gallery. We've got a big wall in the middle of the gallery, and that's what's right in front of you.
But I mean, like, you know, I mean, it's going to come down to the work and what's the most eye-catching thing, right?
Yeah, I tell you, there won't be a bad spot because everybody will be walking around and looking, and good work is good work. It shines.
That was Beth Lilly speaking with producer Mike Johns. The Atlanta Photography Group's 30th annual Pushpen Show takes place today at 6 p.m. at APG's gallery space on Bennett Street in Buckhead. We'll have more information online at wabe.org.